Paul McIntyre on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
How would you describe your personality? Laid back, high maintenance, easygoing, addictive perhaps? In a recent article on The Conversation, Stephen Bright, senior lecturer of addiction at Edith Cowan University, asks, is there even such a thing as an addictive personality? Stephen is my guest right now. Stephen, when we talk about having an addictive personality, what's the definition?
So it seems intuitive to think that people have an addictive personality. We all probably know somebody who engages in an excessive behaviour, but actually the idea of an addictive personality isn't supported by evidence. So when we think about the concept of personality, it's about being able to predict future behaviour, and addictive behaviour itself is a behaviour. So having a behaviour, predict a behaviour, is kind of antithetical to sort of understanding personality. So rather than it being a personality trait per se, there's other personality traits that might predict excessive or addictive behaviours. So people that are highly neurotic are likely to engage in excessive or addictive behaviours as a way to soothe themselves emotionally. Or at the other end of the spectrum, people that are high sensation seekers are also likely to engage in excessive behaviours.
Stephen, how did then the whole idea of having an addictive personality, or the idea that you could have an addictive personality, where did that start? How did that begin?
Well, historically, it's been around for quite some time. The notion that addiction is related to a person's personality has a long historical root, because originally people used to think that addiction was a result of a personality flaw. And so that might be where it's come from. But I think it also comes from just the notion of an addictive personality being so appealing, because it is something we tend to see. We do tend to see people that we know around us who tend to engage in, say, one excessive behaviour, say it's excessive shopping. And then, you know, they try and get a handle on that, and it kind of spreads out into another excessive behaviour, say excessive eating. And so what we now understand in terms of addictive behaviour is that it's probably a symptom of something deeper. And so the reason people tend to gravitate from one excessive behaviour to another is not because of a personality flaw, but rather it's due to underlying issues. So people with ADHD, for example, tend to be quite impulsive. People that are lonely are likely to engage in excessive behaviours to try to overcome that loneliness, often online gaming, for example. And so I think one of the important things in terms of moving away from this concept of addictive personality is if we see these excessive behaviours as a symptom rather than the problem itself, then we can address the deeper lying issues that are actually driving these behaviours, so that people don't just shift from one excessive behaviour to another.